Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05. And I'm turning up my sound here. Gosh, it's March the 21st. We're running out of time here. You know, quickly, my friends, it's tax month coming up, and our phone line's here. And that's no segue, but our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can also join our chat room. I forgot to bring my computer in today, and I'll just kind of like out of the office. And I'll just depend on Bad Bob to give me the salient parts of the chat pack until I can get my computer and run into the other office. We're also streaming live video at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Is that right, Bad Bob?
That is correct, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning. You got the weather? Is it going to be a good day today, or is it going to be like rainy?
Well, I do believe it's going to be an excellent day today. Slight chance of showers and then rain tonight and tapering off tomorrow. Today's high 63, the low 46. Tomorrow's high 60 degrees. And Weather Channel has changed the format. There we go, 44 degrees currently in Redding. And this report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards has Ann Coulter coming to town. If you wanted to have dinner with Ann Coulter, I'm sorry. Those tickets are sold out. But you can still listen to Ann talk and do a book signing there starting at around 5 o'clock on Friday. Only thing you have to do is give a call at 474-5546. Now, you can always go up there Thursday and have their handmade pizzas. And, of course, dinner on Saturday and brunches on Sunday are always outstanding at Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, today we have Gary Cadd rolling in here on the city council meeting, which it looks like they are not going to appeal the pot ruling that was made by Judge Baker. We're going to have we could be talking about the Home and Garden Show a little bit. We've got Kurt Largent coming in. Now, Kurt's got his own show, but one of the things he was talking about the other day that I think is really important that we need to talk about is all these new programs to help people keep their homes. As you know, it's, you know, foreclosure. He said, well, the number of foreclosures are going down. Well, maybe the inventory is running out of foreclosures because of, you know, what's left. But there's other programs out there that are also going to help, that can help veterans and help people get their home, get new homes. So we want to talk about that because it's in, right, you know, during this terrible economy that continues to go on and on and on, thanks to legislation either done or not done from the state level and at the national level. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about a couple other things too, including, I don't usually talk about football, but I do want to talk a little bit about Peyton Manning and the slavery they have held him to. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors and get our Market Minute with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, well, good morning. Stock indexes are mixed in New York. A second round of housing data is scheduled to hit the tape at 10 a.m. Eastern. February existing home sales are expected to increase to an annualized 4.6 million from last month's 4.5 million. Currently, the Dow is down 11 points at 13,157, while the NASDAQ is up 1 at 3,074, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,403. Oil is up 55 cents at $106.62 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold's up $8.60 this morning at $1,655, while silver's up 44 cents at $32.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: McDonald's is down 3 nickels at $97.50. Coca-Cola is up a dime at $70.69, while GE is up 6 cents at $20.13. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors in on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Great people. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. If you have any questions about the stock market and what's going on there, give them a call. 7:10 in the morning. This is Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda, like I said, is on assignment. She's got things that she's doing today and this evening with meetings and business meetings. So she runs from spot to spot like a beautiful butterfly gliding across the meadow. Miss a day, miss a lot. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, 7:15 in the morning, March the 21st. Good morning. How are you out there? Welcome, Chat Pack. I'm grabbing my computer here at the next break. Hey, there's a home run derby going on Sunday, March 25th, a fundraiser for the family of Mark Ratledge, that firefighter that was killed off the freeway. He was trying to help some other people. It's going to be at 2 p.m. at the Reading Softball Park across from the Reading Library. Please spread the word. They're having barbecue, they're having wristbands, they're having raffles. They've got a lot of things going on there, and it's a good way to raise some money for a great cause for the family of Mark Ratledge. Captain Ratledge, like I said, was killed in the line of duty and he was helping somebody along the freeway and he got hit. Call Leslie Miles at 356-7225 or Kelly Wooden at 440-4211 or just show up Sunday, March 25th at 2 p.m. at the Reading Softball Park. You know, things happen. We're not going to appeal the pot ruling, it looks like. Judge Baker said that, you know, you can't shut down the pot collectives. You know, the whole thing is such a mess. It's such a mess, and it's caused by the Obama administration. And you go, whoa, wait a minute, how do you do that? Because the Obama administration said, hey, we're not going to enforce those laws that conflict with state laws, which, you know, it kind of like you pick and choose which state laws you don't want to conflict with, like as we get into this in just a minute, the voter ID laws. No, wait a minute. Wait. We can conflict with that. Oh, the immigration laws. We can impose ourselves on that. But when it comes to marijuana, Holder says, oh, we're not going to do it. So what's happened is there are people with good intentions out there to provide marijuana for those who need it for medical purposes, which is about 10% probably of the people that buy it. But then the big growers get into this because you're getting $3,000 a pound for this. And then, you know, then they proliferate the shops. And so you say to yourself, okay, well, how do we regulate them? Well, you can't regulate them because they're an illegal substance. Unless that was one of the court rulings. So, really, and so then the feds roll back in and say, hey, look, if you've got them on your property, we can seize your property. The whole thing is a complete mess. And we can thank the federal government and Holder, among other things that this man has screwed up, but on this one, and because it's causing all types of consternation, because really, in reality, the feds can come down and hold our city council and the city liable for this stuff, and then, what, sue us? Shut us down? Take our money? Anyway, it's a mess. Okay, there's a lot of Famous Dave's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., go down there. If you go down there and you buy ribs, you can make a $1 donation to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. That's Saturday at Famous Dave's, that new barbecue place. I've got a lot of other stuff in here. I got Gary Cadd here. What happened last night, Gary, at the...
Good morning. Well, the meeting started off, and former Senator Maurice Johannesson gave an animated and a PowerPoint presentation on the health clinic, the Veterans Medical Health Clinic and Housing campus, and it was really, really sharp the way he presented.
Boy, I tell you what a great guy Maurice Johannesson is. You know what, bad Bob, we need to get him on as soon as we can.
You know, this project I just speak of here would not have happened if it hadn't been for one person.
Maurice Johannesson.
And that's Maurice
Johannesson. Well,
Johannesson.
The chapel up at Igo would not have happened unless it was for, let me think, Maurice Johannesson. Mojo is the mojo up here, and you know what he said? He sees the end of the runway. That's what I think. That's the term he used. I see the end of the runway.
Yeah.
And here's a man that is giving back to the community like this. And I hope that they start naming things after him. I don't know. Is anything named after him, Bad Bob?
Matter of fact, the entry center there at Turtle Bay is named after him.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, that chapel ought to be the Maurice Johannesson Memorial Chapel, and this ought to be the Maurice Johannesson, Veterans Clinic and whatever else.
Yeah, he loves this country.
He does. He loves
this. Just listen to his voice.
What a great man. You know what? We have not given him enough love yet. He's been on our show a lot. We need to get him back on again.
That'd be a good thing. And then at the open comment start of the meeting, George Clark came forward and spoke on streets and roads. There were several people, speakers on the marijuana issue. And then there was the presentation made by the Christian Businessmen Association. They're going to have their 27th annual Community Leaders Prayer Breakfast on Friday. Friday, April the 6th, from 7 a.m. to 8:30, it'll be at Simpson University.
Oh.
So that's going to be...
Let me have that when you're gone, so we'll get them on and talk about it.
Okay. And then...
we have no problem with Christians coming on our station, since we have, you know, God knows we've got every other kind that come on.
Right. Then further with the...
you get that? God knows we have every other kind that comes on.
Okay. I did, yes.
Yeah, can I have a little...
There was a representative from the Salvation Army came forward to thank the community volunteers for their bell ringers this last Christmas. And then also they want to make a special thanks to the there you go, you're a ding-a-ling too, huh? And the city employees were the group that helped kick that off when it first started.
City employees, you gotta love them.
So a shout out to them and a shout out to everybody that helped with that all the way through, because they raised $154,000, which is fantastic, awesome.
Wow.
So for all the help. And then the other main issue last night was the city's asking the county, Shasta County Air Pollution Control Board. Right now they have the five supervisors are on that board.
I want you to hold that, because I want to take a break, because I want to get into that one a little bit deeper.
Okay? Yeah.
Because we got to take a break here. Our guest is Gary Cavert, talking about what happened at the city council last night. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, out there, my friends, I feel that I feel it's changing here in Redding. I feel a change in the North State for the good. I really do. I think people are starting to come on up, and they're saying we're taking charge of our lives again. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. in the pot. I'm what, back now. Okay, I'm back. All right. I'm just, you know what? I've got too many things to do here. Linda's not here to help. And you, Bad Bob, are sitting over there playing with your computers and stuff. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst down there at 3208 South Market Street does a great job. A little ding or a crack up to 24 inches, he'll fix it. He guarantees it. You know what? The man does great work. He's a veteran. He contributes to our society and contributes to the people here in Redding and North State and supports them. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. I've got a crack in my windshield he fixed going on 3 years now. Can't even see it. And, you know, what can I say? Hey, our guest here is Gary Catt.
Hello.
Hi, Gary. He's talking about last night. And you said talking about the water or the air control.
Yes, it's Shasta County Air Pollution Control Board, which right now that board is consists of five members, the Board of Supervisors. And the three cities, Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, are asking to have memberships on that board. So last night during the conversation with the councilors, Redding councilors, they came up with two different ways to add city more representation to the pollution board, and that would be three supervisors, three city folks, one from each city, and then a seventh person would be from the public, someone that has a lot of knowledge into air quality issues, or they would be a six-member board and be three supervisors and three from one from each one of the cities to make the six.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be more equitable for the cities is what they were looking into. But the thing you really have to look at here, we're speaking of the Air Pollution Control Board, which is over the Shasta County Air Quality Management District, and the Shasta County Air Management District is the one that's putting the Climate Action Plan together. So it's very important to have city folks on the pollution board to oversee what's going on with the Climate Action Plan.
Do people still deny that the Climate Action Plan is happening?
Or they deny
it? Are they denying or that it doesn't have an impact because it doesn't have any teeth to it?
Well, the Climate Action Plan has teeth to it. I mean,
that's what I thought.
You can read the plan. I mean, I was on.
Yet, what did the county supervisors say about this?
Well, they're just whatever the air quality people are doing, they're just marching right forward with it. That's one of the reasons why we need to have city representation to get a more rounded representation of what's coming forward at us.
What's the bottom line on this? If they want to, isn't this some place we have to replace windows and heating systems?
You're going to have to do home retrofits. You're going to have to
Well, the new homes have to be built like that, right?
Well, the new homes have to, but see, 58% of the homes in Shasta County are 1980 or older,
right?
Which they need more.
They need a lot more work, like ours. Ours is 1941, and it would cost us an extravagant amount of money to replace the windows.
Oh, that's okay.
The heating system that we just had put in, heating air conditioning mm-hmm. system, because of our they fell apart after so many years. Our home warranty company took care of that, but it still cost us $1,800 cash because of the very strange rules that California has.
Mm-hmm.
On where to put things. They had to move a junction box about 3 feet, cost us $600, and then, of course, all the inspections, which reminds me of a couple other things that I'm not going to get into. Okay, Gary, so it wasn't a big night.
No, it wasn't. It was because this air pollution was just they're going back in to talk to the county about how they may change the board. And outside of that, that was just about it. And then they had the closed session items. And when they came out of closed session, there was no action taken. So on the three items, so it just basically.
Do you watch Channel 7?
Channel 7?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you know the new weather girl that's on there? Have you seen her lately?
Mm-mm. No.
Neither have I. I wonder if she's on vacation. Cheetah Johnson?
The one that followed Cheetah, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I haven't.
There was a question in the chat room. Is anybody else? I mean, I think she's still on the website. I was just wondering if she was on vacation or something.
No, I haven't. You know, now that you mentioned it, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
Missing in action.
You know, a couple other things, too, is they had the head of the... education head of the education group up here, was it? She was the Secretary of State, was up here asking questions and or answering questions, and the kids are asking great questions. We got a couple minutes here, or a couple seconds.
About 45
they
said, seconds. Sir.
They said they asked a question about the if people should have to show identification at the polls, and she said, "No, of course not. Nobody." Who would try to defraud the government and do that? Why wouldn't they? She said that voter fraud requires a large number of people to coordinate an impact on elections, and there's little gain in the risk of committing a felony. It's just a bad crime. You know, I mean, this is what we're, you know, oh, that's not show ID. It helps us bring in busloads of other people. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after the break talking Home and Garden Show.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with the markets searching for direction at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now just down slightly at 13,161. Investors are bullish over Hewlett-Packard, the tech giant officially announcing plans to realign its operations. HP is merging its imaging and printing unit with its personal systems group. The company is also folding its printing unit into its PC segment. And Green Mountain Coffee shares on the rise after brewing up a new deal with Starbucks. The company's planning to sell Starbucks-branded View Packs with Green Mountain's new line of machines. The Starbucks Packs are expected to go on sale in the U.S. and on Green Mountain's website this fall. Last month, Green Mountain announced it plans to sell a premium line of coffee machines called View to battle increased competition. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green. Interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant, courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware, and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks and super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment, March the 21st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get in our chat room. It's John and Sonny and Silcian is in there and a few others. It's 43 degrees out there today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank, Business of the Year for 2011 by the Chamber of Commerce. And a lot of this was done because the bank's employees support the local community. They go out and support the local events that are going on. Plus, it's a local bank. You know, let's face it, you know, and I'll say it, Bank of America doesn't really care. It gets right down to it. They could care less who you are. Right. They may have good people in there. And they pay salaries. But you know what? We know where Bank of America is coming from in the big banks. But you go to these local banks like North Valley Bank, and they know who you are. They're going to, you know, they take care of you and they help you. That's the thing about doing business with local banks. And you know what else do? They don't charge you an arm and a leg just for showing up there, as many big banks do. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year. We're happy to have them as a sponsor. And speaking of that, we have Jeff Eckelbarger here to be talking about the Spring Home and Garden Expo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about it.
Well, we do the Spring Home and Garden Expo. It's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Friday, it's 1 to 6. Saturday is 10 to 6. And Sunday is 10 to 5.
Now, what are we going to see out there?
Well, you're going to see everything you need for your home, garden, there at the show. Also, this year, you know, of course, our Friday is our senior day, where mm-hmm. we give our seniors a free gift as they come in. But we have a lot of neat things. Orchard Supply Hardware, they're giving away a free plant with paid admission. And then also we have Carol's Lock and Keys joining us this year, and they're cutting a free house key. So you go to
We use Carol's Lock and Key. Yeah. Come in here. They did all of our locks here. Hey, well, you know what? I've got two tickets to the Home and Garden Show right now for the first person that calls. 605-4567. I've got two tickets, and we're going to be giving tickets away the rest of the week for this. But this is two tickets for the Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd to 25th. It's going to be a great time, so just give us a call, and you can get the first set of tickets. Okay, now, every time we go there, I mean, they've got everything we can, I mean, every type of gardening thing we can possibly imagine.
Right. Yeah, there's plants, there's people who can give you expert advice on pruning, you name it, a little bit of everything for the garden. We also have, you know, from like NorCal Satellite Emporium, who can set you up with your TVs and dish network and all that. Boy, to painting, North Valley Bank, like we just talked about,
yeah.
Supporting local, they're going to be there also. Clean Right, Build Right. You know, Granite Transformation, Quality First Home Improvement. They're doing a canned food drive for that's going to be there. They have a lot of neat prizes if you bring some canned foods in for them.
Super,
yeah,
super.
So just a lot of neat things. Also, this year we've added the Griller's Cup. It's going to be on Sunday. We're going to have a barbecue there.
Oh, great.
After 1 o'clock, they're going to sample all their food. So come down.
You know, we have a winner for the garden show. Hey, but I tell you what, Bad Bob, if they're calling for tickets, give them tickets. We have two tickets for them, too, for this next caller. But, Greg, you won the first ones. And we're going to give away the second set, because then we'll give some more tomorrow and next day.
So that sounds great.
A lot of people listen and call in on this.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. But that sounds like a great time. And so you've got a griller, so you're going to be the major barbecue?
Uh-huh. There's going to be, I think they have it right now, they have 8 different barbecuers that are coming out. So they're going to, there's some prize money for them. But what they do is after they turn their food in, you can go down, buy a little ticket, help support Seroptimus International of Anderson Cottonwood. And part of the proceeds goes to Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus. And they sample the rest of their food off.
Well, you know what? That's a good way to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
The free gift When you come in, if you're a senior, on Friday, mm-hmm. you have free plants. You get free plants on Sunday, house keys. Mm-hmm. You've got the whole shooting match going on there.
Yep.
And if I remember right, see, it's all these different, all the different type of displays there. I mean, it's getting ready for spring.
Right.
So if you want to plant something, if you can't find it there, you're not going to find it.
Right. Axe are excavating. They take a big block and they do like a landscape design. They put pools in pavers. They're there now setting up. So it's
setting up already.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that, they change it up every year. It's great.
Okay. The other set of tickets are going to Brian. And they'll have those right here, Brian and Greg. We'll have them right down here at 1326 Market Street at KCNR 1460. We all come down and you'll have your names, and you just pick up your tickets. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Jeff Eckelberger is our guest, and we're talking the Spring Home and Garden Expo. There's a lot of things going on, and we're going to come back and talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo. On Friday, April 6th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games play $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games. Play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, April 6th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and roast pork loin. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $8.99, children 5 to 12, $7.99. Under 4 years, eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I'd followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's the best coffee in the place. You get there, it's 20 ounces for like $3. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do things for our community. got a flag that's damaged, don't know what to do with it, take a bite of Backbone Brew. They'll make sure it's handled with with honors as it's disposed of, the correct way, and not just tossing it in the trash. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, been in the business for 35 years and have done so much for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Jeff Eckelberger. Am I pronouncing that halfway close?
Yes, Eckelberger.
Okay, Eckelberger. Yeah, okay. You know, Jeff, you do a lot for our community.
We do.
And, you know, I mean, it's... I can't say enough about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are some of the other things that you're involved in?
Well, I also work at the Reading Airport, so yeah. That's where a lot of people know me from. I work at SkyWest, United Express. I worked there for 10 years in March this year. So.
10 years. Well, have you seen a lot of changes out there?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go through a complete remodel of our airport.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get another airline in. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I heard Clarity Entertainment. Okay, now this sounds this may sound a little strange because Clarity is, of course, the big movie guys that are coming in, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We can always hope. You know, they were also talking about bringing in, you know, another airline in here, too, to be able to get people back and forth via, you know, down to Los Angeles, San Diego, nonstop, and then over to, I think it was Las Vegas.
Is it just me, or is there a larger number of corporate mid-sized jets in and out? I mean, these are not commercial rigs. These are big corporate jets unmarked.
Well, I work the United side, so we're the not the smaller jet side, but we do see more traffic on that side, on the Reading Jet Center side.
Okay. So, I'm thinking some things. Well, you know, they've been here. There's said all these people are flying in. So, but they put in the lights with the solar, and then now they're talking about expanding the airport. And we need another airline.
We do.
That's for sure.
And I know that people at the airport there have been working on that. Rod's
a good guy.
Yeah,
we like
trying
Rod
to get someone else in here. We're looking forward to that too.
Yeah, you got to take that next step.
It helps our city.
It helps our city. And there's so many things like this.
Yep.
The Spring Home and Garden Expo helps our city.
It does. And most of our vendors are local here. Uh-huh. We've been doing it. This is our 32nd year, I believe, at the Anderson Fairgrounds. We take the whole fairgrounds, all three buildings. There's plenty of space. Nothing's cramped, you know.
You can walk around. And I just love walking around to the different vendors and seeing things like that. And then, of course, Linda. And we'll be there.
Yes.
Linda, of course, is like, oh, gosh, we need this. And then I'm planting for the next 3 days or 4 days.
Yeah.
Or I hire somebody to do it, really. Bad Bob comes over, and he loves to plant.
Nice.
Bob needs stuff. He's getting a new house.
That's good. Well, like I said, there's just plenty of stuff to see there. The other thing that we do, we also have, is the cookie jar. We've just moved. It's called Cookies and Yogurt now. But we donate tons of money for our kids, and if you're doing a fundraiser of anything, we always have things going on for our kids,
and
that's our big thing.
Jeff brought in cookies.
We always bring cookies.
We always bring cookies in, and Bad Bob, I have cookies. I know you said you're not going to eat a cookie. I know you said that. Here you go, Bad Bob.
Oh,
there's a cookie for Bad Bob. You know what? I can get Bad Bob to eat almost everything for a cookie. Well, you got, okay, what are some of the other vendors we're going to be talking about?
Well, we have like Melinda's Interiors. We have Chiropractic First. We have Dino's Rain Gutter, Sunrise Excavating.
It's just, you know,
Viking Pools. Just you name it, everyone. Nicollet Glass.
If you can't find a local vendor during the show, then they don't exist.
Right. Natural Choice Furniture, they bring down... Have you ever been out there? They do their own... They make furniture from hardwood.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
From scratch.
From scratch.
Wow.
Tugwell Roofing. Of course, we talked about Axner Excavating. Budget Blinds. Upstate Pest Control.
All these that we're familiar with. Now, what's your favorite spot? I mean, I know you've got them all in here. What's a couple of your favorite places that you could just kind of go hang out there for a while?
Well, Axner Excavating, that's the one. You know, if you're going to go and just hang out, they got the pond there, the water's running. Uh-huh. And then what they like to do is the people that do landscape, they like to put them around them.
Uh-huh.
This year in the corner, we have Vikings Pools putting their big pool in the back there. So it's going to be a nice little like park-like setting back there. So it'll be nice.
Okay. Oh, gosh, that's it. And so you take all the halls,
all three buildings. We take the outside. It's where a lot of our food vendors go.
Yeah.
Also,
spas. I see spas.
Spas
everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the antique tractor show. They're going to be out there on the lawn. And then at the end of the road, like by where the racetrack is, that's where the grillers are going. Kids are free with a paid adult.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you can bring your kids. You've got your six kids.
Yep.
You come in there, and you've got something to do with them all day long. You can watch them jumping in and out of the hot tubs.
Yep. Yeah. You know, the nice thing with the Anderson Fairgrounds, there's plenty of room out there in the gazebo area. I mean, they can run around there. We have music playing. There's places to eat. On Sunday, we have the barbecue where you can go down for a dollar. I think it's $1, $1.50. You can get a rib. You know, so, yeah, just going to be a really fun time.
Okay. Well, you know what it sounds like? You know, it always is. We enjoy it every year.
Yeah.
And you kind of, and you know what? It's, you know, it's first day of spring was a couple of days ago.
Yep,
and
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And my gosh, that was just yesterday.
The first full day, I guess.
First full day of spring. It was yesterday. Was that right, Bad Bob?
You are correct, sir. Yes.
He's eating, he's chewing. That's why I asked him the question.
Doing my Ed McMahon here, yeah.
So, okay, and it's going to be this. It's going to start when on Friday? It's going to start
1 o'clock on Friday.
And 1 to 6 on Friday, 10 to 6 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Correct.
And remember the barbecue. The Big Grillers cook-off is going to be on Sunday.
On Sunday, correct.
All right. Any other things on this that you want us to talk about?
You know what? We just wanted to mention, you know, the barbecue, of course, that the free plants are all 3 days from Orchard Supply. And then Carol's Lock and Key, of course, the key. They're going to cut keys.
And by the way, Carol's is the one that put our locks in here, and, of course, they've worked just wonderfully.
Yes.
And because we had locks that half the town had keys to. So we, we changed them out, and they came in and did it very quickly, very very economically, too.
Well, we went when we went to our new store, they came and fixed our keys, our locks there. I had a door in the back that just wouldn't open. I mean, the key was right, but just really stiff. They came in, rekeyed it when we got ready to rekey it, and just fixed it.
Now, where's your new store?
92 Hartnell. It's just right next to Rayleigh's on the north side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
5 yogurt machines, 10 different flavors.
You didn't move very far.
We didn't move very far.
You didn't move very far.
No.
Did you?
We didn't, but it's just a much nicer store,
yeah,
a lot
is.
Bigger. We have seating in there. Where old one didn't have very much seating. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's nice.
Jeff Elkerberger here, and does so much for our community. Spring Home and Garden Expo, plus businesses and airports and all this.
Yeah.
We can't, always appreciate. We need to see you more.
I know. We do.
When you come in here.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much. The Spring Home and Garden Expo, we'll talk about it, of course, some more. We've got tickets to give away. We'll give those away tomorrow and the next day. And
perfect.
So they can start on Friday going down there. What a great time. And you might see us down there because we're going to go down there, too.
Well, that sounds great.
Okay.
We'll
thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Call Linda Bott. It is 7:51 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Anderson Walmart parking lot sale. This weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter, Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors, Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan,
we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, Linda's on assignment, but you know what? We got Kurt Largent going to come in here in a little while and talk to us about how to save houses and how the changes in the mortgage industry can help people keep houses and get their houses, and also for veterans. Probably we'll talk about a couple other things too because he's there. And good morning to our people in the chat pack: Sonny, John, Country Kid, Elizabeth. Wow, they're all here. Hey, let's talk about something like, okay, I usually don't talk. Oh, first of all, when we talked about what happened to the weather girl, it appears that she's taking care of some family issues. And so that's where she's at. But she's been gone for over a week.
To Barbara Harrison.
Barbara Harrison. Yeah. Well, Barbara Harrison knows everything.
She is the oracle.
There it is. Okay, now, on Friday night, of course, you got Ann Coulter. On Saturday, you got pizza. And pumps getting ready for the walk a mile in her shoes. That's at Mary's out in Anderson. And then, of course, Saturday night, you have the Turtle Bay Auction, which is huge. I think Sunday is that fundraiser for the captain that was killed, the fire captain that was killed in the line of duty. It's going to be a busy weekend for everybody. Let's talk about slavery. Let's talk about being enslaved to your job. All right, the fact that you're being forced to risk your life in a job where you can be injured and have to sit down for a year. And let's talk about just how much does that job cost? I mean, how much is that job worth? Well, if you're in Denver and your name's Peyton Manning, that's worth $95 million for 5 years. Bad bomb. It's almost close to the salary you get here. $95 million. In 5 years, for 5 years. I could be off $1 million, and I could be off a year. I'm not sure. But now, here it is. He's going to Denver, who has one of the most popular quarterbacks in the National League, American League, named Tim Tebow, right? Tim Tebow, who is extremely, extremely popular in Denver. So what are they going to do with him? They're trading him. Now, where's he going to go to? We don't know that. Because they consider him a liability. Why? Because, one, he wins games. He's charismatic. He could be even more popular, but he keeps things, low key. But do you want to have a backup quarterback that people are screaming from the first play of the game, put him in, put him in, put him in? We're also, according to, and Barbara? Is Barbara on the line?
No, she just wanted to pass that along.
Well, you know what? I don't have all the facts exactly on that. So, Barbara, call back and get on the phone after the 8 o'clock news, and we'll talk about the Make-A-Wish. Also, the foundation there. But he's $95 million. So Tebow is going to be traded. So where's he going to go? Now, I usually don't talk football, but $95 million, and I think about that for 5 years. I mean, what's he do besides play football? I mean,
endorsements.
Now here's okay. Let's just say this. Here's Dr. Doug McConnell, who opens up people, holds people's hearts in his hand, holds people's hearts in his hands, saves their lives, sews them up, and under the system, the healthcare system we're in now, he's taken a 72% cut in pay since 1996.
We have a fire captain who gave his life. What does he make? What did he make? Compared to a football
player. I have a feeling that he wasn't even paid as much as a third-string utility outfielder for the Oakland A's. I really believe that. I believe that. Somebody that just is sitting on the edge of the team, and he wasn't paid a third of that. So, anyway, hey, we got to run. When we come back, we're going to be talking how to fix your mortgage and how to help you get mortgages and what are the new plans that are going on. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Cornered by a police raid, the accused terrorist gunman in Monday's deadly Jewish school shooting in France remains in a standoff. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin right outside it all live in Toulouse.
That's right, Dave, and the police source telling Fox they're giving the gunman more time, but if he has not surrendered within a few hours, they'll storm that apartment just 100 yards from where I am. Police in body armor clustered now around the entrance. The gunman is 24 years old. He's a French Muslim who claims he got Al-Qaeda training on the Afghan-Pakistan border. He then returned to France and killed those three soldiers, apparently here, and allegedly three Jewish children and a rabbi to avenge what he calls injustices in the Islamic world. Dave?
Alistair, an Al-Qaeda group in Iraq is taking credit for the series of bombings across the country yesterday that killed 46 people. The race for the White House now moves through Louisiana, where Republicans vote on Saturday. Newt Gingrich is there now.
To talk about what I think a fundamental threat the Obama ideology is to this country.
This as Mitt Romney gets a new endorsement. Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, is backing him the day after Romney's big win in Illinois. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, a double-digit win for Mitt Romney over Rick Santorum. In his victory speech, he targets President Obama.
We once built an interstate highway system and the Hoover Dam. Now we can't even build a pipeline.
A reference to the Keystone XL pipeline that was blocked by the Obama administration earlier this year. Rick Santorum putting a good face on his loss.
We won the areas that conservatives and Republicans populate, and we're very happy about that.
Santorum says he feels good about Louisiana's contest Saturday, and he'll hold several rallies there today. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama will go to four states in the next 2 days to tout his energy policies. Previously owned home sales dropped again last month, down nearly 1%. However, the National Association of Realtors says this past mild winter was the best one in 5 years for sales. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Micro here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. So I've got on my windshield this sticker that tells me when I need to get my oil changed, but I don't have stickers anywhere else telling me about these other systems you're talking about.
Well, the other systems are covered by the works. If you go to your Ford dealership, the service advisor can answer those questions on when your maintenance is due.
Why can't I get a sticker for the brakes or for the battery? I don't see anything on my windshield for my tires.
You wouldn't be able to see out your windshield.
Excellent point.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, multi-point inspection, and more. Get it all for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer. Stop by today.
If we had on our windshields stickers reminding us for all the different systems in our car, we wouldn't be able to see out of our window.
We would have 10 or 12 stickers on our windshield, and in most states, that's against the law.
Well, that's what you call sticker shock.
Nice.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
With the accused gunman still in a standoff with police in France after Monday's Jewish school shooting, the four who were killed were laid to rest in Jerusalem. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither was there and now joins us live.
Dave, it felt like the whole of the French Jewish community here in Jerusalem gathered for this funeral in the city's main cemetery, Gavit Shavuot. Many of the speakers breaking down with emotion on stage, only echoing how those were feeling in the crowd.
It's terrible, you know, killing children in the school of the Republic, the French Republic. It's not normal, it's not possible. We cannot accept this.
Rabbi Sandler, his two sons, and the young girl who lost their lives in the attack on Monday laid to rest, Dave.
Emily, the attorney for the U.S. soldier accused of massacring 16 civilians in Afghanistan, isn't so sure about the case against his client.
Sergeant Robert Bales denies a major allegation leaked by anonymous U.S. sources.
Drinking, which did not happen at all.
His attorney, John Henry Brown, also says reports of marital troubles are ridiculous. Brown says he's heard the allegations, but has yet to see anything to back them up.
I don't know about the evidence in this case. I don't know that the government's going to prove much. There's no forensic evidence. There's no confessions.
Brown says he expects formal charges against Sergeant Bales this week. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The Republicans are working up their new budget plan at the House today with new lower tax brackets and a Medicare reform plan.
Our point is, don't change the benefit for current seniors. Don't have this board that ends up rationing their care. And for future seniors, empower 50 million seniors to pick the plans that are best for them.
But House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan's plan being shot down by Democrats like Jan Schakowsky.
It's the same old, same old. It is neither courageous and it's not even moral because it is so unfair.
On Wall Street, we're seeing some selling this morning. The Dow is down 52 points, but AAA says the price of gas is up nearly 2 cents a gallon more today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. I'm calling about 8:05 in the morning. It is March the 21st. It's, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Plus, we are streaming video live at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Should be on our website there. If not now, it will be very soon, as we're constantly updating our website. Linda's on assignment today. She's got a bunch of things she's doing, trying to keep the house going. And tonight, she's working, getting ready for the Turtle Bay auction fundraiser. We have a number of fundraisers going on. We're going to be talking about that. But we're going to also be talking about a number of other things here this morning. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, and it's a sad thing, and we'll be getting to that after the break. We're just going to start right now with our Wells Fargo advisors and our update, our market update. Good morning, Josh Wiley.
Yeah, good morning. Markets are mixed in the opening hours of trading. U.S. economic data was largely in line with expectations, but investors are cautious following yesterday's renewed concerns over Chinese growth. Currently, the Dow's down 48 points at 13,121, while the NASDAQ is down 1 at 3,073, and the S&P 500 is down 3 at 1,401. Oil's up 34 cents at $106.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.4%. Gold's up $7.80 at $1,654, while silver's up 28 cents at $32.12 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up 32 cents at $49.70, Lowe's is up a quarter at $30.85, while Pfizer's up a nickel at $21.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. You know, we always like to have our market update Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And we get great information from the Wells Fargo advisors. If you have any questions about stock market or investments, just give them a call or stop by and see them. They're out there on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we want to talk about the Make-A-Wish, 12th annual Make-A-Wish Radiothon. And you can make a difference by supporting them and helping to share the power of the wish with kids in our local communities. One local wish child, Quentin, has battled brain cancer, and his wish was to see Buzz Lightyear at Disneyland. He spent a week creating a memories that will remember for a lifetime. So become a part of this. Your pledges, your frequent flyer miles, or time enables the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Sacramento and Northeastern California continue its mission. They're going to be at the Shasta Mall in Reading March 22nd and 23rd. There's all types of people that are sponsoring this. Of course, the Bank of Commerce, Northern Lights Energy, Dutch Brothers, Home Helpers, and we just saw Sharon Clark last night. Find us on Facebook at Make a Wish Foundation, North State Advisory Board. So, thanks to your generous sponsors and results radiothon. So head on down there to the Mount Shasta Mall, March 22nd and 23rd. They're going to be out there, collecting money and taking donations and just helping with this. So head on down there. Okay. I'm going to change up a little bit here. Let's talk about a couple of things. But first we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talk about murders. We're going to talk about murders in another country and how the mainstream media leaked to blame one group of people, but didn't touch the other group until it was proven. And we're talking about France. We're talking about the murder of some Jewish children. We'll be back in a minute. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. 8:11 in the morning, it's 43 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by That Kitchen Place. It's celebrating its 8th year anniversary. Go down and visit Sherry and her staff. You can enter a raffle to win the fully stocked table of kitchen gadgets and goodies. In fact, I've entered 4 times because I love to do that stuff. Proceeds of the raffle go to the new Veterans Resource Center. You know, many of the raffles and the fundraisers go to helping our veterans, and this is just another occasion, and I can't say enough about That Kitchen Place and Sherry. She wants to remind you that they have everything in a well-stocked kitchen should need. And you know, really cool stuff. And guys, you know, if you cook that one time a year, you go in, you have to get all the gadgets, you have to get it all done, and then you cook and you make the place such a mess in the kitchen, but your wife is so happy because you cooked. You cooked. All right, that's That Kitchen Place. Okay. You know, let's go to Bad Bob says, let's do weather.
We really should. Looks like a 20% chance of rain today, mainly, then lots of rain tonight. The lake, believe it or not, now 39 feet from the top. We're loving it. Looks like it's going to be a great summer up here. Lots more rain on the way throughout the day, and then it's going to clear up and be partly sunny over the weekend. Currently 44 degrees in Redding, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Ann Coulter is coming to town. She has already, they've already sold out the dinner that's with her, and it's like 55 people. But there's still some room if you want to hear her speak and get books signed and all that. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546. Okay. In France, they had a rabbi, and 3 Jewish children murdered. Also 3 paratroopers. And the first reports were coming in, obviously neo-Nazis, obviously as well. As it turns out, it's not a neo-Nazi, it's a individual who's got ties to Al-Qaeda. And so right now, it looks like it's a militant Islamic terrorist that's done this, that hunted them down because he didn't like what was happening. Well, Palestinian children were killed, so it is okay, obviously, for me to go in and kill Jewish children and a rabbi. Killing children to get even for children that were killed. You know what? That's something that I will never understand. I will never understand how you can kill children because other children were also killed. This is, you know, my mind doesn't work this way. I guess obviously some people do. The Afghanistan, the soldier from Afghanistan that was charged with the 16 murders. I don't, we talked about that yesterday. I was down at our barbershop. On Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday, and that was a question that people were discussing. In fact, I met a young man that's getting ready to go into Marine Corps here in a couple months, heading off, going to be an infantryman, and just proud to be there, and we're proud of him too. But down at the barbershop, we're talking about what happens here. You know, what happens when somebody does this, and then he says he doesn't remember anything. You know, you leave a base, you travel a mile or so in the middle of the night with your night vision goggles and your weapons. And you walk into one village, you go into a house, and you kill a number of people. You leave, you go to another village, another house, and you kill a number of people. Then you come back, and you don't remember that. Now, either the guy is really psychotic, or there's something else going on here. I know that his wife is now had to move on to base for protection, not just from, you know, crazy people out there, but from the press that is just, you know, surrounded her and is, you know, and they are just like rabid dogs. His lawyer is heading back to Afghanistan right now. And he's heading back to Afghanistan so he can talk to people because there's no confession, there's no evidence, there's nothing. And when you think about it, they've got him, and if he hasn't confessed, they've got to come up with a lot of evidence to show that he did do this. You know, did he? Relatively sure he probably, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know what? Because I wasn't there, and I don't know. I don't see what they're doing. But we're in the spot right now in Afghanistan is that, we're, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing in Afghanistan? Are we holding the land that we take? Are we actually winning there? What's the true observation of what's happening in Afghanistan? We're losing people there all the time. But what's our end result? What is President Obama's end game here? Is it to just put people in there and then as we get close to the election, pull a bunch of soldiers out and say, well, look what I'm doing. I'm pulling our people out. Yet you already put 35,000 in there. So is the idea to take property, put boots on the ground, destroy the Taliban, build a democracy there? Is that the idea? Well, how's that working for you so far? I think that's what we need to take a look at. And if it's been 11 years, I think at some point we need to say, or 12 years, not going on 12 years. I think at some point we need to say, here's our objective. We've reached this objective. We've done this. And this is one that we're going to just have to leave. But are we doing it because we don't know what we're doing? Or we're doing it because we're worn out, or we're doing it because there is no good strategy for this, no overall overreaching strategy. I'm not sure. And, you know, I am very adamant about protecting our warriors over there. If they've got a mission and we give them the equipment, turn them loose to do the mission, but if the mission's not clear and they're just kind of wandering around trying not to get killed, but we just go, it's like almost like search and destroy missions everywhere, which I hope is not going on, then it's just a waste of time. And our people's lives, and other people's lives, too. All right. Hey, how'd you like to go to Mexico on vacation, Bad Bob?
Not these days.
Why? Tell me why.
I think that the situation down there has become so unstable in many areas that it would give me pause to consider it. Cruise ship people are being assaulted. It was the coastlines were very safe. I would go with somebody who knows their way around.
Okay, so if you were going to go to to Mexico, would you let your 13-year-old daughter go with her friends?
With no good supervision? No.
Okay, so a couple of parents went down with them. Is that okay?
I'd still be very concerned in this day and age.
How about if you sent 25 Secret Service agents with them?
Oh, well, then there's that.
There you go. Obama's daughter is 13, heading to Mexico. And on a spring break. And a long
13 and spring break did not come to mind at the same time.
No. You can't be. Now you're passing judgment on the Obama family, and you know, of course, that, I mean, gosh, well, she's just going with her friends, but she's also going with 25 Secret Service agents that we know of. I mean, there's probably, they say, yeah, there's 25. There could be 100 going down there, because can you imagine what would happen if anything, you know, God forbid anything happened to that little girl.
Right.
But here we are in the midst of a terrible recession. And besides the fact that the Obamas have done some strange things out there, like closing down parts of New York so they can go to a play and having all these parties. I mean, that's just part of the game and all that. But the Obama, the 13-year-old, heading to Mexico at this time with 25 Secret Service agents. I don't know. To me, that just doesn't sound right. Am I wrong about that? Am I looking at this wrong? I know the Bush girls probably went places, but I didn't see them going. I mean, you didn't see the idea that 25 Secret Service agents went with them down to Mexico.
13.
Yeah, and being 13. I mean, of course, I guess, you know, here's the idea is, whose idea was it to begin with? Why can't they go to a place if you want to learn anything about history? You know, maybe go down and you want to see the Hispanic culture. Why don't you just go to Los Angeles? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Axner's Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today. You miss Linda. 8:23, March the 21st. It's 43 degrees out there today, off and on Rainey. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Go and visit Steve Robertson and crew today at Crown Motors Reading. Or also this weekend they're having a huge sale down in Anderson at Walmart. Huge sale. Go on out there and see your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership with a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Local organization, local company. They take great pride in what they do. That's Crown Motors. You're looking for that Dodge Ram truck. That's the place to go to. Crown Motors. Okay. The incident down in Florida, we were just talking about that. Incident in Florida where the home, what is it? Was this like a neighborhood watch group? And the guy starts calling the police and says there's a guy, and it says there's somebody out there, and that, you know, he's following around and other people, and I guess the kid gets on his own phone, so he's being followed by somebody. Right. And then the next scene is the neighborhood watch guy shooting the teenager. Right. And the police, after doing the investigation, the preliminary investigation said, hey, there's nothing we can hold him on. Because he said he was threatened and that his life, he felt like his life was in danger. Whatever the detective was on that. But now the FBI is getting into it and they're saying it's a federal case. Now, as the feds can get into if they believe that civil rights have been violated. But that's an interesting case. It's an interesting case because, one, you know, it's when you follow the whole thing on a live, you know, cell phone, and it's happening, and the guy's talking about it, and from what I understand, he might have even used racial terms very negative about the person out there, and then how he was following, and from what I heard was that the police were saying, no, stay away, you know, just stay away from this, and somehow it didn't, and so the shooting occurred. It's terrible. 16 years old. Now I don't know what was happening out there, so I may find out if this guy was well within his rights. But as somebody's pointed out, is well, what impact does that have on the community? And now this has just ramped up everything down there. Was it a strictly a racial thing? And if it is, that, you know, that will ramp it up. Is it something because these people had their homes broken into several times? This guy had called 911, I don't know, numerous times in the last 6 months. But was he calling 911 because there was things going on out there? Was there a lot of crime there? And did he take it upon himself to be the neighborhood protector walking around armed? You know, our neighborhood watch we have around here is a little bit different than that. What we do is if you see somebody strange in a neighborhood, it's usually the guy selling popsicles or something like that. No, we just call the cops. And in a relatively short time, here come the police. And they will roust them out, and they'll come in and ask you what they look like and all this. But that's what it is. Paletti and both Chief Paletti and Sheriff Basinko said that if you see somebody in your neighborhood, you call the police, and never hesitate to call the police. If you see somebody that's out that doesn't belong there, and they're just kind of like traveling through your neighborhood, kind of looking in cars, especially, or looking at houses, you call.
You at least want to log entry so that if somebody is caught, then they have a description of them that helps build the case.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing about it is with what we're doing right now with the revolving door on people. They're coming in and out. It's not the sheriff's fault. It's not the police fault. It's not the court's fault. The fact is that we have too many criminals for too little space. And here's the part that, you know, that is just kind of astounds me is that, okay, we're going to open up that third deck, the third floor of the jail. How long, Bad Bob, do you think it's going to take them to fill it up?
22 minutes and 30 seconds.
I think that you're probably off by 30 seconds one way or the other. All right? Now, because they could do it. They could fill it up immediately because they're turning them out right now. Now, they're turning out the less serious crimes. Now, somebody breaking into your house and stealing everything you own is not considered a serious crime because it's non-violent, non-sexual, you know? So it's considered not a violation of you, even though it truly, truly is.
It's involuntary welfare to the less well off.
Are you playing something here?
I think that's coming out of your computer there, Bob.
Really?
Maybe it's a mood change.
You're right. It does come out of my computer.
Don't you love technology?
Wow. Computer's making strange noises here. You know, I'm just not enjoying it. My computer just kissed me. And it sounded like, you know what it sounded like was that Louis Armstrong song, you know, I see trees. No. Anyway. Okay.
Where the hell were we?
Yeah. Anyway, here's the last thing before we go into our break. Don Johnson. Do you know who Don Johnson is?
Yeah.
Not the actor.
Oh, a different one.
This is a Don Johnson that was at the Tropicana here last night or the night before last. And every so often, you know, when you go gamble at Las Vegas or Reno or any place, Bad Bob, when you take money, and we got Doc in here too, but when you go in to gamble, do you say to yourself, okay, I'm only going to lose this much money?
Yeah, but pretty much I'll
say, okay, here's $100. I'm only going to lose that.
Left pocket, right pocket.
Instead of going, you know what? I'm going to go in there and bust the bank. I'm going to go in and take all their money. Yeah, and Doc's over here. Doc, you can hop in here too. Doc, we're bringing Doc on.
I set limits for myself. I know that
right.
much.
Well, this guy did too. You know what his limit was? It's $6 million.
Must be nice.
Whoa. Now tell me that's not a one percenter.
Okay, now here's the best part. He won $6 million from the Tropicana Hotel.
He'll get 1%.
Playing blackjack. He won $6 million.
That's like movie stuff. How many decks were they playing with?
It doesn't make any difference. Wow. At what point was he making those $250,000 double downs? You know, were they trying to get their money back at that point? I mean, think about this. $6 million.
There was a pet boss sweating.
Well, what they did probably was that $6 million probably took all their profit for that month. That's the only thing I can think of. It took their operating expenses for a month. One guy, $6 million. Yeah, I don't think he minds being in the top 1% now. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. For the 17th time this year, Mitt Romney wins a Republican presidential vote. Yesterday, the Illinois primary. And there's a new voice joining that chorus. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush issued a statement this morning endorsing Romney. Romney's 12-point victory in Illinois gave him at least 41 of the state's 54 primary delegates.
In his victory speech, the former Massachusetts governor took jabs at President Obama.
This president is crushing the dream and the dreamers, and I will make sure that finally ends.
Rick Santorum in second place here.
We have really no expectations of winning Illinois, but we're going to come away with a lot of delegates, which is going to keep us in the hunt.
The former Pennsylvania senator who spent primary night in his home state gains 10 Illinois delegates.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Next on the Republican calendar, Saturday's primary in Louisiana. This is a Fox News alert.
Is poker your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes spring classic tournament on April 7th at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to lunch. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks and super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl on the bottom. Linda's on the line at 8:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the young man in black. Lonnie. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Go in there and catch up. Hey, I was in there yesterday. We had a great discussions. Things going on. Hey, let's go to the phones. Angel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm so sorry about Kurt. He's usually right on the dot.
Yeah.
He's always late.
Well, you know,
and I expected that. But
we have things that happen like that, so we just kind of like, you know, go back into different things that are going on.
I know. I actually got up a little late. It's kind of that cloudy, gray morning. So the reason I'm calling in is that if you do have a real estate question, I'm not the guru, but I think I can answer it. And the other thing, I was up at Anselmo Vineyards yesterday for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Had a wonderful lunch, and I talked with Reverge Anselmo, and he let me know yesterday that the county is countersuing him, which I was totally stunned by.
Countersuing him for what?
I don't know. I don't really have all the details, and I think it was he had just found out, so he didn't have all of the details either. But I asked him, I said, is this a good, this is the county's money, and is this a good use of the county's money, the taxpayers' money, to throw another lawsuit at him? I understand it probably has, the cross-suit has to do with all of the things going on at the ranch. Of course, you know, he won the two appeals with regard to the grading, the red tagging of the chapel, but this particular lawsuit is trying to shut down the restaurant and all of his facility there, is from what I understand. So I was totally stunned by it because I asked him, I said, who would approve something like that? And he said it has to be the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, the Board of Supervisors must have voted on it, and gosh, you know what, We're going to have to ask them when they come on about that.
Right.
Leonard Morton was on the other day and didn't mention that.
And yesterday, I'm not sure if anyone brought that up at the Tea Party meeting where they were doing the debates, but it was, just being out there yesterday, I was taking photographs thinking, this is one of the best things that ever happened in this county. It is one of the most beautiful places here, and how he wants to expand it, like a lot of the spas and hotels that are in Arizona, or just some of the big spots, and he has some beautiful and great, grand, elegant ideas that they would bring people to this county, along with the Sundale Bridge. And
$20 million,
totally stunned by this.
$20 million this man has spent here, and you know, so what's going on? And so it's one. Okay, so he sued them because they won't give the permits, and And as he says, he was being extorted, or they were looking for money from him. And so now the city is countersuing, or this county is countersuing him, spending it. And the funny thing is, it's spending the money he pays them in taxes
exactly.
to sue him, which is one of the things about the deep pockets. And the fact is that if people don't stand up, you know, if you know the day the group of people met out there, the rally out there, the counties voted, or they decided to have their meeting that day to discuss how they're going to manage the departments.
Well,
it's kind of when I asked Leonard Modi about it, he goes, well, you know, it was the only day we could get everybody together, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if that's, you know, that may have been the first day, but why have it the same day they're having the rally out there? But, you know,
I just, frankly, I don't understand why, okay, you've got the lawsuits, you're on appeal, you're losing the appeal, they go and red tag the chapel. That obviously wasn't going to go anywhere because the chapel is on agricultural land. He's allowed to do that. He had to get permission from the church, but he's allowed to do it. And we've talked extensively about how he is allowed to do the things that he's doing. And now there's a cross-suit to what? Keep him in court? If he packs up his bags and just goes away, the county.
Well, that's what
loses.
They want. Well, the county structure wins. See, the county loses. But see, it makes no difference to the rank and file that work for the county because why? They get a paycheck every 2 weeks. It makes no difference to them. If somebody stands up and says, this is wrong, as many have started coming out and more people are saying, you know, we're being treated unfairly here. People are not doing their jobs. You know, they have forgotten the idea is that public servant it means that, and it's not public ruling class, and it's not everybody. A lot of, you know, the vast majority in working for the city and the county are like that. But you get people up in certain positions, and they're being threatened. So what they do is they attack back with your own money, not really caring if they put businesses out of, you know, if they put them out of business, because guess what? It makes no difference to them, because they're still going to collect their $150,000 a year, whether they put all the businesses out of business, or they, you know, or they don't. It doesn't make any difference to them.
Well, where are they getting the support to do this? I don't understand that, because it seems to me most people are supporting Reverge, and they are saying, why would you spend more taxpayer dollars when we don't have police on the street? When we have one person on the west side that goes from Plantina all the way to north side of the county.
There's no sheriffs out in the evening, and that you have to provide your own security out there. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, Ruth. Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
$1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips, pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. March the 21st, 8:45 in the morning, 43 degrees out there today. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. This month, our friends at Nathan's are giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up like Bad Bob did. That's $300 tattoo to a lucky veteran. Just go down to 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Go in and sign up. Piercers and tattoo artists are there. And, you know, you mentioned this, and you just mentioned this ad, and you get 20% off the tattoo to the end of the month. But you can get a $300 tattoo. Why, Bad Bob, did you do this?
I've been thinking about it for about 30 years.
Now, you know, are you really going to have KCNR tattooed on you?
Tramp. No, sir. Tramp stamp.
Nothing anybody's going to see. Oh, well, I don't want it there. Okay, that's Nathan's Anthems and Tattoos. Go on down there and see them. You know what? They are great, you know, really nice people down there. The place you walk in, it's immaculate, and they know what they're talking about down there. Piercers and tattoo artists right here, Nathan's Anthems Tattoo, 1358 Market Street. Okay, we got the phone lines filled up. John Dixon is also called in, so John and Angel, you're both on.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I'm glad this is the hotline we're on because I'm pretty hot right at the moment.
Well, you know what? I didn't even know about this, and you know the fact is they're now countersuing, and why?
You were just making a advertisement for the tattoo shop downtown. Maybe we can get all the board of supervisors to go in and get a tattoo of "I'm with Stupid" tattooed on there.
Okay, why is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. It appears that the head of the Resources Management Board has been busy exercising every skeleton he can pull up to get the Board of Supervisors to go against the best interest of the people of this county and to help shut down one of the biggest payers, taxpayers, in the entire county, and to harass him into no longer wanting to do business here. This is the stupidest thing I have seen this board do, and why they have done it in total closed session. I understand that litigation needs to be processed behind closed doors. Yeah, right. But the funding for it needs to be done in the public eye. Do we want the county to pursue this action? We, the people, we, the citizens, we, the taxpayers, do we want them to continue it? I damn well don't think so.
Well, you know, the thing is we got, you know, the fact that they are, you know, if you know, people that the board of supervisors obviously have to approve this. Larry Lees can't do this by himself, nor can the county attorney just go, hey, look, let's just sue. So the board of supervisors have to approve this. Well,
no, but no doubt Russ Mullen can do it on his own.
Well, so the question would be then to one of the board of supervisors is, or to who voted for it, and if it was 5-0, okay, let's find out why. And if I was running for office, I think that would be a part of my campaign, is that I believe in supporting business, but I also believe in a lawsuit against one of the biggest taxpayers in Chester County.
Well, one of the things that I just want to mention is single.
Wait a minute, it's Ruth's turn.
Go ahead, Ruth. I'm sorry, hon. I didn't mean to get all.
No worries. One of the things that I just want to point out, and if you think about it, and people sometimes think that $25 million spent in this community and the tax dollars that go into this community, people don't really realize that they are one of the largest users of, say, a place like Home Depot, where they spent like somewhere in the area of, I think they said, $70,000, and just the local businesses here. And so for people not to really understand that we are talking about businesses here in Redding, that they could easily get supplies and things from outside of this area, and they don't. They buy local. And Home Depot is just a big example of one of the local stores here. And that just blows me away that the Board of Supervisors is taking taxpayer money to fight him, and with the end result that, you know, he could go away. He could go
he could
away
live anywhere
and our community
he wanted
will
to,
lose
Ruth.
Big time. And
it's not about
a great place to yeah. go. And
well, it's not even about Anselmo. Okay, I'm past that part. It's not about
right.
Anselmo. It's about the part that he questioned what was going on. That's the
challenge
thing.
The
he
authority.
Challenged the authority. And let's face it, you know, do we have the clip, Bob? Find it. He questioned what was going on. He said, I have hired people. I have paid people thousands of dollars to do nothing but get me permits. I've spent $48,000 in the permitting process and more. I have, what else do I have to do? And the answer to that, and when I asked Russ Mullen this, I said, well, why would you slap on, you know, a shut down his restaurant and all that? Right after it was asked if can we mediate this, and Russ Mall said, and this was afterwards, and he said, but really, he said, I didn't have anything to do with that, but that wasn't the wisest decision. Well, really? Well, who did
it
then?
Didn't have anything to do with it?
Yeah, well, you know, I go by what the man says.
Yeah.
But whose idea was that then? And again, it's not about Anselmo. It's about the fact that how can you continue to keep your finger and your thumb on people, and when people are concerned and frightened by their government, they shouldn't be that way. Anyway,
well, and you would think
Carl, you're absolutely
they would
right.
Work with him, and I know that they sent him a notice last week, I believe, that they wanted to sit down and have a hearing, and then they get slapped with the lawsuit yesterday or the day before, and it just. Is this in the best interest for this county?
That's the bottom line.
You don't think that encouraged settlement?
Yeah, well, of course it does. When they say, hey, let's sit down and settle this. Oh, by the way, we're countersuing you.
Yeah,
this
really?
Is the last that they did this last time too. I mean, what is this? Is this in good faith? And why would he want to sit down with the people that are suing him anyway? Why don't you bring in a third party? You want to really bring in a negotiator?
Exactly.
And bring one in. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're talking about suing and countersuing and millions of dollars in revenue in this county, and why, you know, what's going on with our board of supervisors, and what's behind this? There should be something like this. There was nothing in the paper that I saw. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. New coffee in the store, Italian roast, Portland blend. The coffee special of the month is Coffees and Cream, blended 20-ounce coffee drink. $3. They've got T-shirts and leather jackets on sale, marked down 50%. And they, you know, as they're moving these things out before the spring, and Espresso Joe's, of course, a great place to get coffee and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do so much. Now, play the one excerpt that kind of describes a lot of what goes on.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. There you go. There's our county. And, you know, it's true, and there's more to it than that. Now, I don't mind the fact of it, you know, that the county has got something to say, because you got to have standards. But the idea is that the county should be here to help us. Now, you know, I guess I don't understand is if there is these problems, why a mediator couldn't have been brought in at some point, at a negotiator or mediator that has no dog in the fight, you know, that could sit there.
I asked a question, Carl.
Yeah.
And I got a response back through one of the supervisors from an attorney, from one of their attorneys, that said they did. They made three attempts. And when I asked Reverse for an explanation, because really that's what we wanted. We wanted to have them sit down and have a conversation with them and not have it in the legal arena. And apparently those were done after they had already started the lawsuit. So there was a point of no return that a mediator, they couldn't sit down.
If I may say, they don't want a dialogue, they want surrender.
That's true. You are absolutely correct, John.
And again, it's a. I would like to hear the reasoning behind it, and I also would like. Again, it's not Anselmo. You know, I mean, he's been kind of like the rally point, and he's the one that's got the. You know, he's one that is kind of like the one that kicks in the door, and he's getting shot in the face. But it's not about him. It's about the fact is if it's happening to him, and all these other people that come up and have talked to us. Since, you know, all over the last couple of years or how they're paying $25,000 for this or $5,000 for this or I'm having to do this, you know, that's the point is. And even the Board of Supervisors had a meeting that said, you know, gee, maybe we're not, you know, how can we better manage our people?
Absolutely.
And
you know what?
Anyway.
I think it has something to do with the fact that only Rivage has had the resources and the, in their terms, audacity to question the authority of Russ Mull and his resources management group.
Yeah. Well, I think that we'll see how this plays out. I don't think I see Anselmo backing off. And I would like to have the Board of Supervisors have somebody from them, a representative, or at least say, you know, what's the purpose of this one? Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, y'all. We got to run.
All righty. Thank
Enjoy.
You.
Bye.
Hey, thanks
morning.
For calling. Hey, tomorrow we got Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center, but we're also going to have Lucky Jezrani talking, talking legal here in our legal day of the month. We got a lot of things going on tomorrow. It's going to be, a busy day tomorrow. Linda will be back. And then, of course, later on this week, we've got Chief Paletti, and we've got, Steve Allen, who's running for supervisor against Leonard Modi. It might be interesting to ask him a couple questions about this, see what he thinks about what's going on, since he is running for that district, and see what kind of changes he wants to make there, if he ever, you know, if he got elected. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dry.